In this video we share our Lord's message to Valeria Kopany for March 15, 2023. It is Jesus who speaks to you and blesses you. My children, you know very well that you are living the last times, and I do not hide from you that they will be the most difficult and suffered. I have suffered so much for each of you, for your salvation, because I want you to be able to choose what is most good and right for you. You call this time of suffering, time of Lent, but I assure you that few are left to offer your suffering for the salvation of all your brothers. My dear children, my spirit never leaves you, otherwise Satan would make you his own. Be very careful in your speech and all the more so in your actions. The devil uses all his cunning to make you his followers. I will never leave you, but you seek prayer and participation in my sacrifice in the Holy Mass. Receive me in your heart, because only in this way will you be able to drive the opponent away. In recent times, give me your time, your offerings to the brothers, and your sacrifices, small and great. I am with you, my dearest sons. Ask your heavenly mother for help, pray and fast above all from sins in words, works, and omissions, and I will always be in your hearts. Pray and fast especially from offensive words. Jesus crucified, your Savior. Valeria Kopany's story of receiving locutions from heaven started when she was in Lourdes accompanying her military husband on pilgrimage. There she heard a voice that she identified as her guardian angel, telling her to get up. He then presented her to Our Lady, who said, "You will be my cenacle," a term she only understood years later when a priest used it in the context of the prayer group she started in home city of Rome, Italy. It was Father Gabriele Amorth who encouraged Valeria to diffuse her messages outside the prayer cenacle. The attitude of the clergy is predictably mixed. Some priests are skeptical, while others participate fully in the cenacle. Please support my channel by watching another video. May God bless you and keep you. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us.